This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. President Obama wants to make preschool available to every child in the United States. That's already the case in many European countries. In France, children start school at the age of three in what is called école maternelle. Eleanor Beardsley gives us a glimpse of how the system works from Paris, where her son has just finished his first year.
When Maxime started French preschool last September, my first thoughts were that three-year-olds are just too young to be in school all day. There was a lot of crying that month, but after Maxime and the other children adjusted to their new routine, I began to see some amazing things, like the day he came home and at the age of three and a half recited his first poem.
Le sang, oui, les yeux, le soleil,
and I've been pretty impressed since then. With his class, Maxime reads and paints. He has learned to write his name. At Christmas, we parents were serenaded with a Yuletide concert. Maxime is learning a lot, but he is also taken care of in a stimulating and cozy environment. Every day he sits down to a hot lunch and has a nap in a tiny dormitory bed. It's all part of the process of preparing young children to be students and citizens, says Sylvie Bénard, director of one of Paris's 800 écoles maternelles.
L'école maternelle, c'est pas faire des mathématiques.
The essence of école maternelle isn't about learning math or how to read. It's about learning who we are and how to interact with other children and adults and to respect other people.
In France, 100% of 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds attend preschool, so everyone starts first grade on an equal footing. While the French do recognize problems with many aspects of their education system, the École maternelle is held in high regard. It is one of the cherished symbols of the French Republic, embodying both equal treatment for all and the emancipation of women. Chicago native Barbara Legrand says she has been able to work full-time with no worries since her daughter Natasha began attending École maternelle.
I was very skeptical at first to send her there for basically all day. But eventually, as the year went on, I realized that she was learning so much. I mean, she was teaching me rhymes, French nursery rhymes, that I should have been teaching her. So she's having a good time. She's learning. And she's with other kids, so she's playing and I can't really compete with that, even though I'm the mom.
Experts say the focus on cognitive and emotional development at the same time is what makes a good preschool. Miho Taguma is an education specialist at the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. She says long-term studies show that children who attend high-quality preschool programs achieve more and have fewer problems later on.
It's not only the parents and the child who benefit from the participation of preschool, but also the society as a whole. We consider public spending in early children is not a cost, but an investment in the future, important for economic development and ensuring well-being of the nation.
Some economists estimate that investing in early education for some groups produces a return of nearly 6-1 in benefits and savings later on. Taguma says France and the Nordic nations invest the most in early childhood education, while her native Japan has a poor record. The U.S. is not spending enough either, she says, but it is at least targeting lower-income children with its Head Start program. In America, preschool is a patchwork system. A few states provide full public programs from age four, but many more provide nothing at all. Steve Barnett, a Rutgers University economist specializing in early education, says poor families in America have some good options, but the middle class has been largely left on its own.
You have to make do with what you can afford, and most families find themselves in a position where if there are two parents working, they need long hours of child care, and to buy long hours at high quality is very expensive and often unaffordable.
Back in Paris, Maxime's class is visiting an art museum where the curator draws the children into a discussion over the colors and characters in a giant painting on the wall. Their teacher, Aline Strett, says three-year-olds are not too young to appreciate such an experience. I want them to get into the habit of going to the museum like anywhere else, she says. Learning how to consume culture is very important for children this age. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.